This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Leo Stubbing, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Got a message in saying, I can't wait to see Leo Stubbing marching at Sydney Mardi Gras in his tighty whities.
Oh, you don't want to see that. I've never danced in Mardi Gras. I've never been in the parade. I've watched it, but never been in them.
No, I haven't either, but we want a video of you in your tidy whities, Leo.
Oh, God. Yeah, no.
All right. So
maybe 15 years younger, maybe.
What's happening in the world of new music? What have you got for us this week?
The big album today is Jessie J. It's called Don't Tease Me With A Good Time. This is her sixth studio album. She's described the 16-track album as a layered collection that spans grief to joy and life after loss. Because in June this year, Jessie J was diagnosed with early stages of breast cancer. Oh. She underwent surgery. I think she's sort of in remission. But a new album out today from Jessie J. This is a track from it, Living My Best Life. No more tears, I'm not wasting time for you said tonight. Oh. After all these years, I'm finally living my best life. I've got to dust it off and just let go. Watch me dance and lose control. No more tears, finally living my best life.
What a great place to be in, living your best life.
Yeah, and I love her voice, Jessie J. That new album, Don't Tease Me With A Good Time, is on your favourite streaming service right now. As far as new singles go, Warren, it's slim pickings at the moment because we're heading into Christmas. And you know what that means?
No.
Everyone's releasing a Christmas song. This first one, Meghan Trainor, she released her first holiday album, A Very Trainor Christmas, back in 2020. This year, we get a new Christmas song from her. This is Gifts For Me. This year I'm buying gifts for me. That's right, I'm buying gifts for me. Cause I got myself best guarantee.
Leo, I love Meghan Trainor. I reckon she's amazing.
Yeah, she looks great right now as well. So that track is a new Christmas song from Meghan Trainor. I think that's a really good message for all of us, is we're so focused on buying presents for others, but we forget about ourselves.
So true.
Yeah, so I reckon when you are out shopping for your loved ones and friends and things, get something for yourself.
Exactly. I bought a new ladder today.
I know you were saying. And you couldn't get it home in the
car. Big.
Too big. He said it, people. He said it.
What else have you got?
Meghan Trainor's new album is released next April. It's called Toy With Me. And the first single we played a couple of weeks ago called Still Don't Care, which is out now. Another Christmas song, this one by Gwen Stefani. She released her first Christmas album, You Make It Feel Like Christmas, back in 2017. Over the years, she's re-released the album with bonus tracks, and this year we get another deluxe edition with two new tracks, Shake the Snow Globe, and this one, Hot Cocoa. You and me were just like hot cocoa.
Christmas morning, waking up to snow. It's cold outside, but we'll still keep it hot, hot, hot cocoa. Leo, both Gwen Stefani and Meghan Trainor, they sort of sound like they were songs that might have been released sort of 40 years ago. I mean, I love them both, but they, yeah, there's an old touch to them.
This is the whole thing with Christmas music, is it does have that nostalgia, Phil Spector type of vibe to them. If you look at all the big Christmas songs out there, like Mariah and Wham, it does have that sort of retro feel. And let's face it, everyone wants a song like Mariah's song. Oh. I mean, every singer wants that cash cow every single year.
Cash.
So, I mean, there's just two released from Meghan Trainor and Gwen Stefani. There's another one released today by Bryan Adams called California Christmas. They're all getting in on the act. But yeah, so two new songs, I guess, for your 2025 Christmas playlist. There's heaps of new Christmas songs coming. Next week, we have got the Kylie Christmas reissue. Next Friday, so that'll be a big one. But I thought on my YouTube channel this week, there is a few throwbacks. I found an interview with Madonna chatting with Kerri-Anne on the Midday Show from 1998. There is a clip from 1984, Duran Duran promoting the great track Wild Boys, and Danny Minogue on Young Talent Time.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, really, Sound Museum AU on YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook.
Leo, got another message in. Can I read it to you? They're all about you today. It's quite exciting. Great to hear Leo back on the air. Love from Jono.
Oh, I know who Jono is.
You know who Jono is? Co-host Living Life Single Saturdays, 4 p.m. on Joy. There you go, Jono.
Yeah. He is, I mean, my former radio husband was Jono, and we used to do Sound Museum together. Remember that?
Yes, I remember.
But yeah, it's really good to be back with you, Rowan. You do a great job, so always pleased to be back with you.
Thank you, Leo.
Way back, I thought we'd go back to 1985.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, this band was first formed in 1965 when they were called Jefferson Airplane. Paul and Grace from the band then formed Jefferson Starship in 1974. After a few legal dramas with the name, Starship was born in 1985.
We weren't born then, Leo.
No, we were just in our mum's wombs. But but this track was absolutely massive in 1985. This week, it was the number one single in the US, and it was there for 3 weeks. Also reached number one in Australia and became a massive worldwide hit. And it's featured on nearly every 80s playlist. Do you want to have a guess what it is?
Starship. Is it We Built the City?
Yes.
Oh, I love it.
It is from the album Knee Deep in the Hoopla. But yeah, this is Starship, a bit of a throwback 40 years ago. Number one this week in the States 40 years ago.
Amazing. Leo Stubbing, great to chat with you. We'll catch you again next week. Also, I heard in the news, Kylie is back here for Christmas, spending time with her family. You might be able to catch up with her.
Yes. Well, she did move back here, I think, after COVID, because that made her realise it needs to be close to her parents and things, which is fine. But she spends so much time overseas anyway, so I'm really pleased that she's back home for Christmas. Maybe she'll turn up to Cowers by Candlelight. Wouldn't that be amazing?
Wouldn't that be fantastic?
I mean, she's here for Christmas. Why not?
Exactly. And she might see you in Mardi Gras with your tidy whities. Leo Stubby, catch you. Catch you next week.
Thanks, Ron. Bye.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.